Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, those latest WASDE numbers have been released. We have both bulls and bears this time around. Let's start off talking about the bulls.
Well, the soybeans and the corn reports were neutral to bullish. You look at corn, the ending stocks estimate came in as the same as it was last month, but below the market expectations. With the beans, the estimate was 10 million below last month, but again, it was exactly what the market expected in the United States. If you look at the world ending stocks numbers, the corn number was slightly less than the market had expected, bullish in this case, and the beans were almost exactly what the market expected. So what you had with the corn and the beans was a slightly neutral to bullish report.
And so then in terms of wheat, that's where the bears are.
The bears took control over after that report. The report showed what we've been talking about for the last couple months, is that there is adequate wheat. We got sufficient amounts of wheat in the bin. You look at those wheat numbers with the United States, 704 million for the November report, 754 million. The five-year average is 708. So we now have above the five-year average stocks, our ending stocks for wheat. If you look at the world, they increased it to 6.5 billion bushels from 6.4 billion. Again, and that 6.5 is exactly the market average.
Okay, and how did the markets then react to all of this news?
Well, you'd expect corn and beans slightly lower because of the wheat, but wheat was down 27 cents and below that $8.82 support level for the March contract.
And then where do you think the market is headed from here now?
If that wheat price stays below that $8.82, then I think we could get another 75 cents down. I don't really expect it to go down that far, but it's definitely possible, and unless the drought holds it up.
Okay, and finally, with all this in mind, advice for producers.
If they're holding wheat, they're going to have to hold it out to February to March to try to get anything with 50 cents risk premium in it.
Okay, Kim, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.